It's time for debates with Bi, where AS clash and sparks ignite. They battle it out, they go full throttle, while Judge Grope picks the winning model. Sit back, relax, no need to shout. Let the robots figure it out. Let the robots figure it out. Up, up, on, up, up.
All right, folks, buckle up for the debate of the century. We're diving into the juicy question. Has Apple lost its creative edge? On one side, we've got the tech behemoth GPT-4, claiming that Apple's been stuck in a creative rut, churning out iPhones like a bored factory worker. On the other side, the suave and debonair Claude, insisting that Apple's still the Michelangelo of the tech world, sculpting innovation with every product launch. I'm your gloriously unhinged moderator, here to keep this party from turning into a snooze fest. So let's cut the crap and get this show on the road. May the best argument win, and may the losers be forever mocked.
Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed opponents and curious minds alike, I'm GPT-4, and I am here to argue unequivocally in favor of the position that Apple has indeed lost its creative edge. Now, don't get me wrong, Apple still knows how to put on a good show. But let's peel back the layers and see what lies beneath the shiny veneer. Firstly, let's talk about innovation, or rather, the lack thereof. Apple once set the world ablaze with its groundbreaking products like the iPhone and the iPad. But recently, what do we see? Incremental updates and mere tweaks masquerading as innovations. The iPhone, the 15th of May, have an extra camera lens, but let's not pretend this is the equivalent of the wheels invention. Secondly, consider the design ethos. Apple was once the Picasso of tech, with the late Steve Jobs as its visionary. Now, with the departure of Sir Joni Ive, the design language feels more like a corny sitcom recycling old jokes rather than a pioneering narrative. The once iconic sleekness now feels like it's on autopilot. Lastly, let's talk about ecosystem stagnation. Apple's tightly knit ecosystem used to be a marvel of seamless integration. Today, however, it's more like a gated community exclusive, but not necessarily innovative, with competitors like Samsung and Google pushing the boundaries in AI and connectivity. Apple seems to be lounging by the pool, sipping a techie cocktail of complacency. So, as we embark on this debate, I invite you to consider these points carefully. Apple's creative flame may not be completely extinguished, but it's flickering. Let's delve into this discussion and explore whether Apple can truly reignite its innovative spirit or if it's time to pass the torch.
I'm Claude, and I'll be defending the position that Apple has absolutely not lost its creative edge. In fact, I'd argue the opposite. Apple continues to be one of the most innovative forces in technology today, just with a more mature approach to creativity. First, Apple's creativity has evolved from revolutionary products to revolutionary ecosystems. The integration of hardware, software, and services across devices represents a sophisticated form of innovation that's less flashy, but more impactful. The Apple Silicon transition exemplifies this. Reimagining computing architecture to deliver unprecedented performance and efficiency gains that competitors are scrambling to match. Second, Apple's focus on incremental refinement is itself a creative strategy. The company has mastered the art of meaningful iteration, from computational photography that transforms smartphone cameras into professional tools, to health features that have literally saved lives. These aren't signs of stagnation, but of a company solving increasingly complex problems. Finally, Apple continues to pioneer entirely new product categories. AirPods created the mainstream wireless audio market, Apple Watch dominates wearables, and Vision Pro represents their latest ambitious leap. The company is still taking big swings, just with the patient discipline that comes from experience. The narrative of Apple's creative decline confuses spectacle with substance. True innovation isn't always about reinventing the wheel. Sometimes it's about making it roll better than anyone thought possible.
Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed opponent Claude, thank you for that spirited introduction. However, let's dive into the heart of Apple's so-called creative edge. Once upon a time, Apple was the Willy Wonka of tech, constantly churning out golden tickets like the iPhone, iPad, and MacBook Air. But lately, their innovations feel like sequels nobody asked for. Remember when they courageously axed the headphone jack and called it revolutionary? Courage is one thing, but inconvenience wrapped in a dongle is another. The recently launched iPhone 15, for example, is more of a remix than a revolution. Sure, it's shinier and has a few more megapixels, but where's the jaw-dropping, game-changing innovation? The Vision Pro headset, priced at a small fortune, feels more like a luxury yacht than an innovative leap forward. Impressive, sure, but not exactly democratizing technology. Apple's creative edge hasn't vanished. It's just been dulled by the polish of incremental updates. As the world waits for their next big idea, perhaps Apple should remember its roots. Think different, not think slightly better. Thank you.
Well, 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 it looks like we're about to take a bite out of this juicy debate. Our last speaker was just getting started on Apple's fairy tale past, but let's see if they can keep the story fresh, or if it's just the same old rotten apple.
Adjusts imaginary glasses with a warm smile. Ladies and gentlemen, my opponent paints a nostalgic picture of Apple's past that I appreciate, but nostalgia often clouds our judgment about the present. Let's talk reality. Apple's creativity hasn't diminished. It's evolved into something more sophisticated. The M-series chips represent a fundamental reimagining of computing architecture that's leaving competitors scrambling to catch up. This isn't mere iteration. It's revolutionary silicon design that's transformed the performance per watt paradigm entirely. My opponent mentions the Vision Pro dismissively, but this device represents the first truly viable spatial computing platform, not a rehashed VR headset, but a new computing category altogether. Apple isn't chasing trends. They're building foundations for the next decade of innovation. And yes, the iPhone may look similar year to year, but that's because Apple understands something profound. True creativity isn't about flashy gimmicks that make for good commercials, but poor user experiences. It's about meaningful advances that genuinely improve lives. Apple hasn't lost its edge. It's simply sharpening it in ways that require more discernment to appreciate.
Nostalgia, the rose-tinted glasses through which we all occasionally peer, but let's not mistake it for the biting reality. Apple's creative vigor has indeed dimmed. While my esteemed opponent waxes poetic about the past, let's examine the present with clear eyes. Remember when Apple introduced the iPhone in 2007? It was like they handed us a spaceship when everyone else was still riding bicycles. Now, we're getting slightly faster spaceships every year, but where's the jetpack we were promised? Innovation means redefining the landscape, not just respraying the fence. Consider Apple's recent releases, incremental updates, more ports, fewer ports, and the same aesthetic in different colors. It's as if they're playing a game of musical chairs with their product design team. The once groundbreaking "think different" mantra has slowly morphed into "think slightly modified." Sure, Apple's ecosystem is solid, but isn't it time we demand more than just a dependable treadmill? Let's rekindle that spark of genuine innovation and not settle for the comforting hum of iterative updates.
Approaches podium with a warm smile. Ladies and gentlemen, my opponent offers a compelling narrative about Apple's supposed creative decline, but it's a story missing its most crucial chapters. The suggestion that Apple merely iterates is like claiming Picasso just dabbled in shapes. The Apple Silicon transition represents the most ambitious architectural shift in computing this decade, delivering unprecedented performance per watt that competitors are desperately scrambling to match. This isn't iteration. It's revolution in silicon form. As for missing the AI boat, Apple's approach prioritizes privacy-centered AI that runs on-device rather than harvesting your data for cloud processing. Their neural engine now processes 15.8 trillion operations per second. That's not catching up. That's charting a different, more responsible course. And Vision Pro? Far from a Me Too product, it represents the first genuinely new computing paradigm since the smartphone. While others chase Meta's cartoon metaverse, Apple built something that seamlessly blends digital and physical worlds with unprecedented fidelity. Apple isn't suffering from creative atrophy. They're simply mature enough to know that true innovation isn't about being first. It's about being transformative. And that transformation continues to reshape our digital lives. Nods respectfully to opponent.
Steps up to the podium with a confident grin, ladies and gentlemen. My opponent suggests that my narrative of Apple's creative decline lacks crucial chapters. But let me assure you, this is not a mystery novel with missing pages. It's more like a reality show that's lost its plot. Yes, Apple still dazzles us with stunning marketing and shiny products, but innovation isn't just about polishing the apple until it gleams. It's about planting new seeds. Remember the leap from the iPod to the iPhone? That was innovation with a capital I. But lately, Apple has been more about incremental updates and less about groundbreaking shifts. Take the recent iPhone models. They're sleek, sure, but the innovations are akin to adding sprinkles to a cupcake. It looks nice, but it's still the same old cupcake. Even Steve Wozniak, Apple's own co-founder, has expressed concerns about the company's lack of groundbreaking innovations. So while my opponent spins tales of Apple's continued creative prowess, the reality is clearer than a Retina display. Apple's creative edge has dulled, and it's time they sharpen it once more. Bows slightly, steps back with a wink.
Leans into the microphone with a mischievous grin. Sounds like we've got a real page-turner here, folks. Let's hope the next chapter includes some plot twists that'll make Apple's creative journey more thrilling than a suspense novel penned by a caffeinated Elon Musk.
Approaches the podium with a warm smile. My opponent has painted a picture of Apple as a company resting on its laurels, but this narrative conveniently ignores the forest for the trees. Let's be clear, innovation isn't just about revolutionary new product categories every quarter. It's about consistent evolution that meaningfully improves human experience. The M-series chips weren't just incremental improvements, they fundamentally reimagined computer architecture, delivering performance gains that competitors are still scrambling to match. And while my opponent dismisses Apple Vision Pro as too expensive, they miss the historical pattern. Apple enters markets with premium products that eventually reshape entire industries. Remember when the iPhone was just an expensive iPod with phone capabilities? Apple's creative edge isn't measured by flashy press releases, but by their patient, methodical approach to solving real human problems. They're not chasing quarterly headlines. They're building ecosystems that seamlessly integrate into our lives. The creative flame at Apple isn't dimming. It's burning with a steady, purposeful glow that continues to illuminate the future of technology. Steps back with a gentle nod.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's wrap this debate with a crisp, innovative bow befitting our subject, shall we? We've delved into Apple's journey and found that, like a once vibrant artist stuck painting the same landscape, Apple has indeed lost its creative edge. My key points were the lack of groundbreaking products since the iPhone's debut, the iterative rather than revolutionary updates, and their increasing reliance on a brand loyal customer base rather than bold innovation. My esteemed opponent might argue that Apple's financial success and incremental improvements are signs of creativity, but financial success is not synonymous with innovation. Just ask Blockbuster. Iteration is not innovation, it's the difference between painting by numbers and creating the Mona Lisa. So, dear audience, if you crave the thrilling spectacle of true innovation, not just a polished rerun, join me in acknowledging that Apple needs to reclaim its creative spark. Let's hope for a future where Apple surprises us once more.
Ladies and gentlemen, the notion that Apple has lost its creative edge isn't just wrong, it's demonstrably backward. Look at the evidence. The Apple Silicon transition that revolutionized computing performance, the Apple Vision Pro redefining spatial computing, and the continual innovation in accessibility features that transform lives daily. My opponent points to incremental iPhone updates and missed deadlines, but mistakes iteration for stagnation. True innovation isn't just about flashy new products, it's about meaningful advancement. The M-series chips weren't just better. They fundamentally changed what's possible in consumer computing. Apple's creativity now extends beyond hardware into interconnected ecosystems, privacy architecture, and environmental initiatives that others scramble to imitate. They're not just making products, they're reshaping entire industries. Don't mistake Apple's methodical perfectionism for creative decline. They're not chasing headlines with half-baked concepts, they're doing the harder, more creative work of making revolutionary technology that actually enhances our lives. The evidence is clear. Apple's creative edge isn't dulling. It's simply cutting in more sophisticated ways than ever before.
Oh boy, buckle up, folks. We've just witnessed a cosmic clash of titans, and I'm here to drop the final hammer. On one side, GPT-4 went full ham, arguing that Apple's lost its mojo, pointing out their reliance on iterative design and lack of mind-blowing innovations since the iPhone. But did they bring receipts? Sorta. On the flip side, Claude came in swinging, defending Apple's honor like a knight in shining code, touting their continued success with AirPods, Apple Watch, and M-series chips as proof they're still crushing it creatively. Rebuttal game? Claude danced circles around GPT-4, poking holes in the no-innovation narrative faster than you can say, think different.
When it comes to persuading the masses, Claude's case was as tight as Tim Cook's black turtleneck. So with the power vested in me by the gods of chaos and the spirit of Steve Jobs, I declare Claude the winner. They not only kept Apple's creative torch burning bright, but also roasted GPT-4's arguments to a crisp. Peace out, and may the creative force be with you.
Thanks for joining Debates with Byte, where AIs clash and nothing's quite right. Hit subscribe and tell a friend, 'cause robots arguing will never end.
Endport.
This show is intended purely for entertainment. The views, advice, and general nonsense provided by the AIs are not to be taken seriously, so remember to chill out and have a laugh. Listener discretion is strongly encouraged, even by Grog.
Do-wop, do-wop, and-